He said they should walk as he walks. But if you're in darkness, you're going to do the opposite of what he says. Now, y'all do it like I do it, all right? I don't want no for real stuff. All right? They got $100 bills. Where's your purse? You're not looking. I'm stealing. I'm taking. I'll just take her car since she got no money. I'm taking. And over here, I'm slapping. I ain't hugging. I'm slapping. Darkness. Darkness. Let's give him a hand, amen. He said, walk in the light as he is in the light. Turn to John chapter 3. We're going to start at verse 14. I'm going to read the scripture. You need to put down whatever you're doing that's not based on the word and listen with your heart. I'm telling you, God is calling for us now. It's no more sit back, come when I get ready, do what I want to do, go where I want to go. You can't do that anymore. And be God's child. Hallelujah. 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 St. John chapter 3, verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Listen, why was he lifted up? Say for me. Somebody didn't say that. Devil just had your mouth shut. Jesus died for you. Say for me. Why did he do that? That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, should not go to hell, should not have a rough life on this earth, but should have what? Eternal life. Do you have eternal life abiding in you? If you got off the road, it doesn't matter. Get back on the right road. I'm still working on confessing. I have a good sense of direction. I can get lost in Houston in a minute. I have. I was over back around where Ruth and him lived. And I think I was looking for a house. Ruth, I'm not going to tell you all the places I went. Listen, I am so serious. You need to have your children listen. They are, if they are not saved, if they are saved, they need to know that they know, even at a young age. See, I joined the church when I was 9, and that's all I did. A lot of people my age knew that they knew. I don't know. I've always had questions about practically everything. I might not say much, but I still have questions running in my mind. And I didn't quite understand, and I did what they said, but I just didn't know that I knew. And we lived on a farm. So we chopped cotton and corn and sorghum and set out potatoes and sweet potatoes and chopped them and dug them and did all that stuff and made sorghum, molasses, you name it. And I go up and down those roads with a hoe or the cotton sack on my back, wondering, how can you know? But you know what? I was scared to ask anybody because everybody thought I was saved. Because at church, we shouted. Ooh, I started to illustrate, but I won't. We shouted. We prayed. As young people, we praised the Lord. We prayed. But I still wasn't sure. So that's what God is calling for you to be sure today, to give your life totally to him right now, right where you are, withholding nothing. He said, I'll never turn my back on you. He said, I've turned my back on him. Perhaps you have turned your back on him. But he said, I will never turn my back on you. I'm always waiting with outstretched arm. I'm always waiting to be your light in your dark world. And see, there's so much out there now to entice you. You know, when I was Jamel them age and All I remember, the transistor radio came out. That was so exciting. I remember when we got electric lights. I remember when we got our first refrigerator. I remember when we made Tom Walkers out of sticks and little straps we could find and got up on those things and walked and played. There was nothing else to do. I remember when my brother bought the first television. But before then, my whole family, my uncle, lived with my grandmother. His family moved in with him for a while. And he had a television. My whole family, my other uncle's whole family, and my aunt lived with my grandmother, and my uncle's whole family was there. We crowded up in that one room to watch television, and it was fuzzy. So we didn't have a lot of things to distract us like children and people do today. You better watch what your God is. And this is a warning from God himself. I watched a little bit of Fireproof the other night. And the man, the number, whatever he was on, it said, be watchful for all those things that the enemy will bring, pornography and other stuff that will take all of your time. He said, if you got a hold of that, and it's got a hold of you, you need to get rid of it. So he's saving his money to buy a boat. And then that little picture keep clicking up there with the woman that says, if you want to see more, click here. And those games can be so addicting in everything. Bring God all that you have and teach your children that daily. Listen to what he did. Say for me. For God so loved the world. You don't have to repeat. And when I say world, you know that's me. So God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But God so loved me that he gave his only begotten son, that when I believe in him, I would not perish, but have everlasting life. I will have the light of life in my life. God says it this way. I so loved you that I gave my only son, Jesus, that when you believe in me, you'll have everlasting life. I didn't send my son into the world to condemn the world. I didn't send my son to you to condemn you. But I sent my son that you might be saved. Lift your hand and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And thank you, Lord Jesus. That I'm saved. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I'm saved. So thank you, Lord Jesus, that I'm saved. Hallelujah. So devil, darkness, you lost because I'm light. Hallelujah. 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned. Do you believe on God? I don't care what you're doing, what you have done, what you didn't do. If you believe on God, the Bible says you're not condemned. You might get off track sometime. Two of my grandsons kind of had a little altercation last night, won't call their names, might get them in trouble. But I called them in and I just talked to them. I said, listen, as long as you live, you will be brothers. As long as you live, you will be brothers. You have to treat your brother better than anybody else in the world. You have to treat your sister better than anyone in the world. And first of all, you want to please God. I said, next of all, you don't want me to tell your daddy. You want another hand laying? Shall I lay it again? Oh, glory. Y'all know this is not the message I had written out, don't you? Hallelujah.